Okay, folks, we're back for the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program, which is open phones. Okay, this whole hour is open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program. And so let's go to Eric in Michigan right now. Eric in Michigan, brother, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Good afternoon, Brother Jack.
Good afternoon, hey, brother.
I want to bring a call to action for the audience to do, as you said, spiritual warfare, warrior act. And I do it as much as possible because I know there's strength in numbers, and as the Holy Scriptures say, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, especially acknowledging the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, we don't have to be physically present in one place. I know that collectively we can be spiritually present in a unified force against this evil empire. And I want to remind people that locally here in Flint, every Sunday afternoon, there's a Islamic hour on the radio. And they revealed last week that 17 times a day, they turn toward Mecca and recite some sort of a prayer. So I'm thinking to myself, well, if the Muslims can do that, why can't we do something akin to that? And furthermore, Jack, Brother Jack, let's see, American Rifleman, November 91, the D-Day Executive Director of the NRA, this is November 91, American Rifleman, he had delineated in a statutory code provisions for civilian marksmanship training where this is the United States Code, has mandated that all able-bodied people be trained with current issue of military weapons for, local community defense. So I lost my copy. So if anybody's out there and might have American Rifleman November 91, that article is in there. And the other thing I want to say, a way to fight back against this diabolical monetary economic tyranny, which is all manufactured, fabricated fraud. Well, we could do a program on this, Brother Jack, the fact that in the United States Code and the Uniform Commercial Code, it describes the fact that no monetary institution can loan their assets or those of the client depositors. And the fact is, whenever anyone signs a promissory note, or even like the check, if you have a checking account somewhere, that your autograph as the authorized signature, which you can see in miniature.matrix with a magnifying glass on that line where you pen your name, it says authorized signature. Well, everyone's authorizing the creation of the money that funds the loan. And this,
Eric,
can be used.
Eric, you want to hold on, brother? I hear the music coming up.
I sure will. I'll finish.
Hang on. Hang on, Eric. We'll be right back with you after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Esther. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. And before we go back to Eric in Michigan, let me give out those call-in numbers again. It's 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Okay, let's go back to Brother Eric in Michigan. Brother Eric, go right ahead.
Thank you, Brother Jack. Okay, I'm reading from a report here that was compiled by a retired federal judge. It says, Title 12 of the United States Code, Section 1831NA, the Federal Reserve policies and procedures and the generally accepted accounting principles prohibit loan institutions lending their own money and those of their client depositors. Okay, the contract you signed, promissory note, is converted into a negotiable instrument asset by the bank, and the signature on the note makes it money according to Uniform Commercial Code, Sections 1-201 and 3-104. So whoever's had a loan and thought that the bank or whatever mortgage company loaned the money, they were totally deceived and exploited because they don't. So what they do is allow everyone to create the currency that funds the loan. Then they take that promissory note, they convert it into an investment asset, which they sell to investors seeking interest. Okay, and then it says that a promissory note for money is recorded as an asset of the bank, sold by the bank for cash, without valuable consideration given to obtain your note. Okay, so these are all aspects of a contract, which aspects being full disclosure and good faith and valuable consideration and clean hands are all violated. So anyone who is in the audience and has a mortgage or, you know, even a credit card debt, it's not valid just because of what I just recited.
Yeah.
And banks bookkeeping records prove it, that it's the actual contracting borrower's own loan agreement promissory note that funds the loan. Okay?
Yeah.
So all we have to do is equip people with this knowledge, which is very basic and succinct. Okay? And then, you know, and Brother Jack, if anyone in your audience can recall this, about 2 months ago, I believe it was, it was reported, I think it was either Webster Tarpley or it was George Whitehurst Berry. One of them mentioned, or maybe both, that some fella, I'm not sure where it was, maybe Missouri, maybe out west, but he challenged a bank regarding this very subject matter, and he beat him. He went to court, he beat him, he got the judge's order, he went with the sheriff, and he took over the bank.
Yeah. Okay, Eric, we've got to move on to other callers, brother.
Okay, brother.
Okay, thanks for calling. Hope you'll call again.
Sure will.
God bless you, Eric. God bless you now. Okay, let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave in Massachusetts, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello, Brother Jack. Merry Sunday to you.
Thank you.
Hey, Jack, have you ever thought of the possibility of your listenership increasing from just maybe a relatively small circle of patriots to a broader audience by the you know, some of the content of your show?
Yes, I have, brother.
Yeah, because it'd be nice if we could get a broader audience, Jack. So, anyways, Jack, in that spirit, I'm at the Marxist Institute of Technocracy now in Massachusetts, Marxist State of Massachusetts. Okay. And,
yeah.
and I like to call you from here, Jack. I come to church over here, and not at the Marxist Institute, but here in Cambridge. And by the way, they create monsters, Jack. Monsters are created at the Marxist Institute of Technocracy. And
yeah.
Monsters in more than one sense of the word. The students become monsters, but they also do all this genetic engineering and create all these freaky monsters. I've been talked about them by some of my professor friends and everything. But not to talk about that, but the reason I like calling from here, Jack, is because the white man has been completely eliminated here on the campus. You just see lots of Asians and you know, Africans and Arabs. If you see a white guy, it's almost invariably it's a Jewish white guy. Most of it is the feminist faggots, but every now and then you'll see a heterosexual couple, presumably, but it's interracial, you know. Interracial and everything. Lots of Asian girls here. But anyways,
yeah.
Jack, this is what I want to – let me say this, Jack. Before I get into this, I just for the record, because I know I'm going into territory where I'm going to be misunderstood, but I'll be damned if I'm gonna let the next generation of young girls be sacrificed to this great global super Satan over my dead body. So I'm gonna fight for them. I'm not fighting for these older female chauvinist feminist faggot pigs. They've made their pigsty. Now let them lie in it. I'm talking about the sweet young girls that are coming up, Jack. First off, Jack, let me say this: I voted for Cynthia McKinney. And the last time I checked, she's very feminine, she's very womanly, but She doesn't, her femininity, Jack, isn't sacrificed, even though she has the heart of a lioness. And isn't it interesting, Jack, how God works in mysterious ways? Now, here's Cynthia McKinney standing up for all those white guys who are at the USS Liberty. Well, you won't see these. You won't see Hillary or Johnny Jack Boots Reno or Nancy Bella Lugosi or Dianne Feinstein. No, but here's this wonderful black woman. I've never ever regretted voting for Cynthia. I'd do it all over again.
That's right. She's a great. She's a great lady, and I like her very much too.
Yeah. So, and of course, then there's Pastor James David Manning, who speaks out on behalf of a white man. He can't believe what a bunch of wimps these white guys have become. But no wonder these women have zero respect for them, Jack, because they are a bunch of wimps for the most part. But
right.
I just want to say that for the record, Jack, because you know, Jack, I reject Jewish. I know feminism is Jewish, Jack, and I reject it. But I identify myself. You have to listen closely. But I identify myself as a feminist. I believe God created femininity, and I believe Heavenly Father, the Father of Spirits, created feminism. And I think this Jewish counterfeit of feminism is this feminism. And Jack, this is what I perceive so clearly back here. Now, you've heard of, we've all heard of the evil white supremacists. Of course you've heard of them, Jack. That's a given. Now, have you heard of the Jewish supremacists, Jack? You probably heard of the Jewish supremacists? Have you heard of them?
The newspapers are controlled by the Jews, and so they don't write about Jewish supremacism.
But you know that exists, Jack, right? The Jewish supremacy?
Oh, yes. I know it exists all over America, matter of fact.
Okay.
They control our government and our military today.
Yeah. So, Jack, where I'm going with this is what they've done, Jack, is they've formed all these women, and especially these white women. These white women have become the perfect weapons, Jack. And what I call these white women, Jack, I see it so clearly now. When you're talking about communists and Zionists and all this crap, we better start including these feminist supremacists. I don't think you've ever heard of feminist supremacists. They don't want equality, Jack. That's a big Jewish trick. They want supremacy. And the Jewish supremacists and the feminist supremacists are teamed up. And the power that they have, Jack, these cops, Jack, all one of these feminist supremacists has to do, you know, I go around a lot of different places, a lot of, you know, churches and synagogues and temples and Islamic, but all one of these females has to do, you know, Jack, is call the police, and when the police show up, say something like that they're afraid of some man. They say, oh, that man scares me or something. And you wouldn't believe how these cops, you know, they're really just about to beat you within an inch of your life just because some woman that's filled with guilt. Because we know when they're fearful, Jack, we know it's because they're so damned guilty. The Bible reveals that, you know.
Right.
Love casts out fear, and perfect love casts out all fear. So these females that are all filled with fear, you know, that's why they want the cameras everywhere, Jack. All these spying cameras on us now. These women that claim that they're always afraid and everything. They're the best friend this new world order has. That's the justification why we have to be watched by cameras at all times. I think the time will come, Jack, when Big Brother and Big Sister Hillary and everything, she'll want one of those cameras on the ceiling of every bedroom just to make sure that the husband doesn't rape his wife or something, you know?
Yeah.
But Jack, this is now just quickly, Jack. If I can squeeze this in, Jack, I have nothing but contempt for these females. Can you hold me for the break, Jack?
Okay, hang on, Dave. We'll be back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network with Dave in Massachusetts.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program. We're going to go right back to Brother Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, go right ahead and finish up, brother.
Yeah, Jack, you know, he who hates his brother is a murderer. And let me point this out, Jack. Men, from what I've observed in this country, generally speaking now, I'm speaking in generalities. Naturally, there's some monster men, too, but men are much nobler and they're much gentler and they're much kinder. Than these feminist women in this country. Because can you imagine, Jack, can you imagine American men actually going around and saying, I'm a masculinist. I'm going to assert my masculinity because I'm a militant masculinist. And men would never want to bully up on women or make women feel bad or hurt their feelings by degrading them. By asserting, I'm asserting myself. I'm a masculinist, and I'm better than you are. You're just a scum. And men are much, like I say, they're much nobler. They're much gentler, much kinder. Generally speaking, that's why most men were called gentlemen. Jack. Too bad we can't have more gentle women. Don't you tell the story, Jack? Before you met your sweetheart, Jack, your present sweetheart, I guess finally found your true love, but before that, weren't you hooked up with some woman that used to like to try to beat you up in public and hit you and everything in public? And I mean, haven't I heard you tell that story a couple of times?
No, I don't remember that. I don't remember. I had a,
I had a girlfriend, Judy, at one time that Bo Greitz really liked. And after his wife left him, he linked up with Judy and from Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that's the one, Judy, did she used to try to hit Bo or something? I've heard you tell the story before, like make big scenes in public and everything.
Well, she would go into restaurants and get us thrown out of restaurants by saying things real loud about blacks, Negroes, and Jews. And when she'd see a Negro or a Jew in a place, she'd start speaking real loud and get us thrown out. And I told Bo that, but he still wanted to date her. After his wife left him, so they got married.
You know, the operative word there, Jack, the operative phrase there is thrown out. It's, you know what these women are, Jack, and I don't want to overgeneralize because I make exception with our wonderful patriot woman like Deanna Spingola and Carolyn Yeager and Karen Quinn Tostada and, you know, a lot of women in our listening audience, Jack, you know, we love them and we esteem them greater than ourselves. This is only if the shoe fits, wear it. But, Jack, these women, generally speaking, and I see this in our military now, but they're troublemakers, Jack. And you use the word, you get kicked out of restaurants. Well, we got booted out of the Garden of Eden because of this. It was paradise. It was paradise until this Eve, and that's an allegory, Jack. But there's a lot of truth to this allegory. Until she brought trouble, she started trouble in the Garden of Paradise. She brought the trouble, and I find this, Jack, everywhere they go. Now they want to get on the submarines. Our military can't even win a war anymore. I was up at the VA hospital about a month or so ago, and they've got this big display set up with these college girls that have never even been in the service, and these signs up that one out of three of our service women overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan suffer a sexual trauma. And I asked them about it and everything. You know, I knew what these creeps were going to, where they were coming from. It acute, Jack, and I says, well, what do you mean one out of three of our service women in Iraq and Afghanistan? I says, this sexual trauma is a euphemism for rape, right? And they said, yeah, they're being raped. I says, well, who's raping them? Is it the Taliban? Is it Al-Qaeda? And, Jack, you couldn't believe how quickly and how enthusiastically they said, oh, no, it's not them. You know, those are the good guys. It's our male troops, our own troops that are raping them.
That's absolutely true. Their superiors are raping them, and they're afraid to go up against their superiors because they don't want to be thrown out of the service, so they keep their mouths shut.
Yeah, but I don't think the numbers are that high, Jack. But Jack, let me just close with this because I've been on a while. Let me just close with this thought, okay? What I find about these women in America now, they've been so Judaized, they remind me of the Jews over in Israel or the Jews in this country. Jack, they claim that they're just poor, helpless, innocent victims of these evil white men, these evil Christian white men that believe in, you know, and they're just poor, helpless, and innocent victims that would never even hurt a fly, Jack. And I mean, just like the Jews, Jack, you know, they're just like the Jews, the feminist supremacists, they're just like the Jewish supremacists, you know, they're just helpless victims that are, white guys are always just beating them up and raping them, and Jack, these helpless victims, Jack, they've killed 60 million of us. Even Gloria Steinem wrote the book Revolution from Within. Well, Abe Lincoln talked about from within. He said, we're going to be destroyed from within. We're being destroyed from within the womb, Jack, 60 million of us, within our courts, within our homes, within our military. Jack, I don't care about this talk about Zionists and communists and not. It's these feminist supremacists, and that's what we have to deal with.
Okay, Brother Dave, thanks for calling in. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
583-1093. Folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. We're going to give out that call-in number again to call in and for you to say a few words or ask questions, folks, on open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program this hour. It's 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And also, I'm supposed to mention this to you folks, to the new listeners out there. We have a website at Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, the website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, www.republicbroadcasting, that's one word, no separation, .org. Okay, for you listeners out there. Okay. Let's go back to our listeners now who called in on this station today. Ron in Oklahoma. Ron in Oklahoma. Brother Ron, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Jack.
Yes.
Hey, Jack, listen, there's about three things I'd like to hit here quickly. First one is, anyone who speaks out against the queers, the gays, gay marriage, Obama's people, the minorities, diversity, all of this stuff is viciously and maliciously attacked. We've seen that happen to state legislators in Oklahoma against the illegal aliens or just anybody who actually speaks out. Jack,
right.
If the patriots were anywhere nearly well as organized and as militant as these people are, we'd have a good country, we'd have good government.
We surely would there, Ron.
And
we sure would, Ron.
They constantly whine and carry on, slander anybody who even dares to speak out against them. But, Jack, moving on, I've got a couple other things. This H-1B visas, these big companies like Microsoft software companies and multinationals, organizations like Google, hire these H-1B visa people wholesale, Jack. Jack, in this country, 70% of the blind people with higher degrees are unemployed or underemployed, and this was the case before the Depression started.
Yeah.
Jack, and I personally am acquainted with one blind computer programmer, holds a master's of computer science, graduated at the head of his class from his computer science program. His department head said that he was the best CS grad student she had ever had. The guy has an IQ of 145. He was interviewed by Microsoft at about the same time. There was the same time there was a Vietnamese guy being interviewed for the same job, and the Vietnamese guy was hired, and he wasn't. And this guy is unemployed now. Like I say, he is the most amazing person I have ever known.
Yeah.
Blind people are unemployed not because they're lazy, they're stupid, they're incompetent, Jack, but because they're blind, not because they can't do the job. If people would give them a chance, they would be truly amazed at what these guys can do. Gals,
yeah, absolutely. I've known a couple blind people that were superior in mentality, too.
You never cease to amaze you, Jack. But also, moving on, Jack, you were talking about these gun control issues, and Jack, we've got apparently the FBI and the ATF arming the narco terrorists in this fourth world narco terrorist state of Mexico.
Right.
When Mexico has gun control, Jose Sixpack in Mexico isn't allowed to own a gun.
That's
and
right.
Jack, you know, three or four times a week, I pick up the newspaper and I read little pieces about massacres. I mean, literal massacres in Mexico where the drug cartels will invade a drug rehab center, kill everyone there, 28, 30 people. I read about mass graves being found in Mexico.
Right.
Full of whoever, okay? I read the other day that in one little Mexican town, the entire police department, 28 people, police chief and 28 officers walked off the job because so many of their people, their officers, had been killed. And they were scared to death. And now, Jack, you know, of course, in London yesterday there were riots in the neighborhood of Tottenham, mostly diverse and one of the capital's biggest black populations. London has gun control. The good people there were scared to death. And in Oaxaca, Mexico, Jack, I'm going to read this real quick here, short article. Dozens of armed villagers surrounded the home of a suspected crime gang in southern Mexico, setting off a gun battle that killed a child, a woman, and four men, authorities said Saturday. The confrontation took place after a town assembly decided to arm 90 villagers and sent them to threaten the group of allegedly behind cattle thefts, rapes, and murders, said the public security chief. The people in the house opened fire first, security chief Lopez said. When the suspected thieves saw the armed villagers, the criminals shot at them, and the people responded because they were armed. And I quote, because they were armed.
Right.
Jose Sixpack had a gun, and he was able to defend himself. Now, why the hell, Jack, isn't the ATF and the FBI arming Jose Sixpack in Mexico so he can defend himself from the drug cartel? That's what I want to know.
Well, because then they can't say, use it against the United States and say that the drug cartel are buying their weapons from these gun stores in America. They want to destroy the gun stores in America, so they're selling firearms to the drug cartel from the gun stores in America. So that's the reason they're not selling it to Joe Sixpack down in Mexico, because it does them no good to have them rise up against the drug cartel that we are participating in as a government. We participate in the drug cartel down there. The president of Mexico is involved with the drug cartel down in Mexico. So they don't want to arm the people down there so that the drug cartel can lose control.
Jack, I read a book that was published in about 1985. It was written by a guy who spent a year with a DEA CENTAC unit, and these CENTAC units only went after the really big guys, the major drug suppliers. And he talked about in one instance there was a Mexican general, okay, military guy, a Mexican general who was offering pot in 100-ton lots, Jack. 100-ton lots.
Yeah.
And this was coming from the Mexican military.
Yeah. The Mexican and military is involved with the drug cartel.
And maybe if Jose Sixpack had a gun in Mexico, Mexico wouldn't be a fourth world narco terrorist state, but maybe they could clean this mess up down there, Jack.
Right, Ron. Listen, Ron, we got to go on to other callers. So thanks
for
calling in, Ron. God bless you, brother. Hope you'll call again. Take care. Okay, let's go to Barry in California. Barry in California, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hello, Officer Jack. How are you doing today?
Doing okay, brother.
Can I just give you a little bit of constructive criticism?
Okay.
I think you give Brother Dave too much time when he gets on there. And he's too abusive with his words, especially against women and all that. It's just, to me, it's just too much. And I think you give him too much time. And that's just me. I get, he says the same thing over and over and over. Yeah, a lot more problems than what he says, what he thinks is going on. And the problem, I think, is that we've got the Zionists, and we got the Masons. They're combined together.
Right.
They're the ones that are controlling everything.
Yeah.
They control our Congress, our president,
the Supreme Court, and the Congress,
everything.
And the Senate, and our military today. They control our military today.
Yeah, so that's who the culprits are, really.
Right.
Name calling and all that, it's not going to get anywhere. Which Dave does every Sunday on your show, and I'm getting a little bit tired of it.
Okay.
And if he confesses Christ, I don't think Christ would be constantly doing that. He did chase the money changers out, and that's who we're dealing with today, the money changers.
Right. So
international world bankers, which are...
That's right, brother. That's right, Brother Barry. That's right.
And a lot of people need to know that. We need to get the truth out there. But all this name calling, it's got to stop. He's got to stop that. Because Phil Turney had to stop him on his show yesterday and kind of rebuke him. They need to calm down.
Yeah.
And that's just my opinion.
Well, it would be different if he wasn't right about the women that are coming out of college and going against the men, the white men in society. If Dave was wrong about that, I would stop him, but he's not wrong about that. We're training women in college, the communists. Professors are training them to go against the black or the white men here in society today. Barry?
I understand that, but it's the way he does it. using the word faggot and all that. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You got new listeners that come on, and they don't need to hear that kind of the language that comes out of his mouth. He can do it and be a little bit more discreet with his words, what I'm getting at.
Yes. Okay, Barry.
Okay, that's just my opinion, Jack.
Okay, brother. Thanks for calling in. Hope you'll call back again. God bless you. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
Robert in Michigan. Robert in Michigan, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
How you doing, brother?
Doing okay.
I'm a new listener. I've only been listening to for like a month.
Yeah.
He had a caller on a couple ago from Michigan again. And he was talking about loans from the bank.
Yeah.
You know how I can get that paperwork, or?
I don't know how you can get it. I don't have it. I don't have that paperwork.
I tell a lot of people about this RBN because I like what's on there.
Yeah.
And, I appreciate what you're doing, brother.
Okay,
just
brother.
Calling in to see if I could get some information.
Okay, Robert. Well, go on the web and see if you can find the paperwork on the web about what he was talking about. God bless you, Robert.
God bless you. Thank you, brother.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.
Okay. Well, let's go to Scott in Tennessee. Scott in Tennessee, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother. Oh, Tony. Tony in Tennessee. Tony in Tennessee, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Hey, Jack,
right,
how are you doing today?
Doing okay, Tony.
You know, I've been listening to you for years, Jack, and I enjoy your show all the time. Well, you know, I'm like your previous caller, talking about Dave. You know, it's getting old, Jack. It's getting real old. It's every week, 15, 20 minutes each time. I'm ready to turn the radio off. You know, there's so much more going on out there.
Uh-huh.
He needs to get Tex Mar's book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, and read it. He'll have a lot more to complain about then. You know, I'm like your previous caller. He's turning people off. We're getting tired of hearing about it. You know, I mean, some woman has done him wrong somewhere, and a lot of what he's saying is true. But it's just getting old, Jack. That's all I wanted to say.
Well,
thanks, Tony.
Thanks
for your time, Jack. I appreciate your show. Bye.
Okay. God bless you, Tony. Take care now. Yes, Dave, if you're still listening, I wish you'd change your rhetoric because a lot of listeners are tuning us out when you come on, Dave. And it's because the way you speak about the women, if you could come up with something else to say, it would be better, brother, because a lot of people you're turning off. God bless you, Dave. And Russ in Tennessee. Russ in Tennessee, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Oh, Jack?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you well, brother.
Oh, okay, Jack. We love you. Love your program. Say, I have to agree with him, the last couple of callers, about this guy up there in Massachusetts that flaps his mouth for 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Well, yeah. And, you know, it's getting kind of old, Jack. And I've been listening to you for quite a while. I love your program. You have some good stuff. But I'm thinking seriously myself about just turning it off. Because this guy, he just goes on and on and on and over and over and over. And people get sick of it. It's very, it's just agonizing. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You know, I love you. And I think you ought to just limit his calls to about 30 seconds.
Okay, Russ.
Yeah, okay, Jack.
Just okay, God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother, Russ.
Lord be with you, Jack. Lord be with you.
Lord be with you, too. God bless you.
Okay,
Take care, Russ. Call back again, if you would.
Will do,
okay. Her. Okay, brother. My screen just went black. Oh, okay, we've got DJ in Illinois. DJ in Illinois, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
sister.
Oh,
thank
sister.
You very much, sir.
Okay.
I would also like to comment.
DJ is my sister there. Thank you, DJ.
And the Savior as well. I would also like to comment and rebut something. Eve was not alone. Go back and check every translation of the scripture, and it illuminates it. Eve was not alone. Adam was there, and he didn't stop her. But she also did not abide by the command that was given to Adam. Command
yes,
was given
by
to Adam.
God.
Yes. And
yes.
There it comes with having a respect for your husband, for your spouse.
Uh-huh.
But also, I have not much good to say about what I would call the feminist Nazis, just like the eco-Nazis.
Okay,
you know.
DJ, would you like to hold over?
Yes,
we'll be
sir.
Back. We'll be back.
Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Gonna go right quick back to DJ in Illinois. Sister DJ, go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. I would like to thank these two men for holding another man accountable for what he says. It is also up to us ladies, us women, to hold those females, women, whatever, accountable for what they do.
Yeah. Very good. DJ.
That's part of the older women teaching the younger women in the scripture.
Yeah.
We have got to hold each other accountable. That's part of men spiritually holding other men accountable.
Right.
That's part of what we have to do to defeat this divide and conquer. This phrase, divide and conquer, is a delusion, in my opinion. It is not divide and conquer. It is divide everybody up so that all of them can be conquered.
Right. Very good, DJ. That's true. That's what they're trying to do.
Thank you for what you do, Jack. I wish the Almighty's health for your body.
Okay. Well, God bless you, DJ. I hope you'll call back again, sister.
It's been a long, long time. But
okay.
To listen.
Okay. God bless you.
Take care.
Okay. We're out of callers, folks. Totally out of callers. And we got about 30 seconds left, okay, of the program. And I just want to remind you folks to say your imprecatory prayers at night. God can clean up this nation and take the Antichrist synagogue of Satan's leadership in this nation, the communist Zionists, and destroy them with double destruction. If you'll pray that prayer with me at night, God will probably do it, folks, so we can start bringing our nation back under God, his laws, and the Constitution in this country. The government has totally thrown out the Constitution, and I just read the other day where Obamanation is making himself a dictator. Actually, his leadership, his bosses, the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, are making him a dictatorship. And he just filed an executive order to take over all food control in this nation and power control in this nation. So he now has total control of the food in this nation and total control of the power. And if you're using power in the wrong way, he's going to take it away from you. But God bless all of you out there. And I hope you have a good week. A good week, and God willing, I'll be back with you next Sunday on the Officer Jack McLam program. And I hope you have a great week and are an activist this week. I hope you get up and are activists this week and protest against what's going on. God bless all of you out there. Have a great day and a good week. And God willing, I'll see you. I'll be with you next weekend. God bless all of you out there. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. You're my brothers and sisters, and I love you dearly. Good day. And goodbye.
Ever climbing as the